En solo roman bere scandali scandalia. Repiri su cui if condelagi si cunandele pace. Con mandele su cui e si o mandele burnanzghe delle bosceche. Ora mamma nisco non di scandale bascia. It's time for your life to move off the borderline. And it's time for you to walk into deeper redemptive packages. Candele borraste esto cuta la man shake. Braba sikita lomon risto no man de le borraba. Ha 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 ha. You've been on the surface long enough. It's time to dig deeper to understand I have so much more for you, and I'm ready for you to have it, says the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm ready for you to have it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sambre de esto cocha tarabasa. Croce que te roban de la sa cota de ti. The next time the blessings flow your way, you're going to know how to stop it. And then you're going to know how to use it properly, that it activate more in your life. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Two places. I want you to write down building your life in and on Christ properly. Building your life in and on Christ properly. Very important, very important. And to introduce this message, there's a lot of things I have to share with you on this message. We have to deal with blindness. We have to deal with bondage. We have to deal with blockage. Are you writing?
Yes.
And we have to deal with brokenness. I'm going to go over those. Blindness. You can be around God a long time and still be blind.
Yes.
Blindness, bondage, blockage, brokenness. Now, here are three other words that we must take note of. I'm going to deal with one that can carry all of them out properly. Building. Never let benefits get before building.
Yeah.
Never let blessing be on your mind more than building. And that's what the church is now. The church is blessed minded. But building is so much more important than blessing.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Because blessing can't build, but building can bless.
All right.
So I want you to understand this. So a lot of times we miss things because we haven't built properly. And I want to go and deal with this. Now, so before I go to my text, I want to share two things which I think will have a grip on your life for the rest of your life. Took me many years to come to this understanding. One is in Acts 4:12, and the other one is in Philippians 2:12. And I'm going to tell you, in your building, you're going to have to understand these two things I'm about to share with you. When you are born again, there's salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And so we came into the family of God in that aspect of positional salvation. It's very important you hear that word. Positional salvation. So you got that, you know, you're on your way to heaven. Positional salvation. But then on the other hand, you see Acts 4 and 12?
That's right.
It's not Acts 4 and 12? So see, you come in through Christ and you get saved, right? But say, neither there is salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So that's a type of that's salvation, that's position of salvation. But then you go to Philippians 2 now. Go to Philippians 2. Philippians 2:12. I want you to see this. I want you to have this. This is a progressive salvation. progressive salvation, because only your spirit got saved. But you got two other parts to deal with. And you got to deal with them here. All right. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Now look what he says here now. I thought I was saved. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Do you see the differences?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then the next voice said, the 13th voice says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You see that?
Yes.
I think what I'm about to share with you tonight, you need to have those two sidelines, two sides to know that your soul and your body is not saved.
Yes, sir.
And you got to progressively keep them in the salvation mode.
Amen.
Show you quiet. Show you quiet, boy. You see? See? Well, whether you believe it or not, you're going to have some tough time if you don't understand that. You don't understand that you got a part to play in this life, all right? Now, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. You also can make a note of building properly to handle the blessing. Make a note of that too. Building properly to handle the blessing. What happened when the life built can't hold the blessing released? And so if we're not properly built, some things have come to us, but we couldn't hold them. Blessing can take your eyes off of God. Things get to flowing too easy. And you know, and God have blessed you, but yet you got to have it built that no matter what blessing come, you're always going to have your eyes on him and keep him for his place, all right? In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I'll begin looking at verse 9. For we are laborers together with God. You're God's husbandry. You're God's building.
Yes.
According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another man buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. Very important that you build properly. Are you following me? For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, verse 12, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. You still with me?
Yes, sir.
If any man work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. This building and benefits and blessing, and I wrote a note prior to a scripture. We're going to another scripture, but that scripture there almost tell you, you got the build right, that the foundation is there, but you got the build right, right? You can put the wrong things first, and you always got to keep him first, all right? Now, there's a lot of, you open up now, I'm about to tell you something. There's a lot of blessing stagnation because of this. Because if you're not building right, the Father know that you can't handle the blessing at another level. So I believe many Christians have been stuck at a certain level because they haven't built properly to handle the blessing. Because if you don't build right to handle the blessing will handle you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So everybody in the sound of my voice, I believe it had 200 people online. Everybody in the sound of my voice, you about to get into another territorial blessing.
Yes.
Some of the things that the Spirit of God will say to us tonight will open doors of blessing, but you'll be able to handle it.
Yes, sir.
All right? All right? All right. So the danger of putting blessing in the wrong type of life without being properly built. There's a danger. The danger of putting blessing in the wrong type of life without being properly built. Now, go with me to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. So that, in other words, there may be some things that have been held back. Yeah. But as you grow and as you build more properly, then the Father knows he can trust you with it and they're not going to hurt you or harm you in any kind of way. You still with me? When you're not built properly, it's so easily for you to turn from covenant to covetousness. This is a blessing generation. They serve God for blessing, but God wants you to serve him for him. Now, so in Luke chapter 12, and you're going to see it, I'm going to ask you a question so you listen very carefully. Because there's a very important question got to be asked here. In Luke 12, 16, well, in the 15th verse, Luke 12, 15, he said unto them, take heed and beware of what?
Covetousness.
Now notice what he says here. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses.
Right.
See, now when you get, you got to get your self-built that you understand that. No matter what you have, your life don't consist in that.
Yes,
all right? Now, he tell a story about this man, this parable. Jesus tell parables, short or earthly stories with heavenly truth. He spake a parable unto them saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plenty for you. Everybody heard that?
Yes,
now, here's where the mess up at it when you're not built properly. And I'll tell you, underline some things. You'll see something that I read this verses many years didn't see. I saw part of it. Ground brought forth plenty for right.
Yes,
all right. Here's and he thought within himself. Next word is saying, what shall I do? Underline I. Underline I. What shall I do? See, he's building wrong. What shall I do? Because, underline the next word, I have no room where to bestow, underline my.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
And he said, underline he. This will I do, underline I again. You'll see how many I's there. There's another I right behind do. I will pull down my bonds. Underline my. And build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul. Soul, thou have much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But verse 20. But God said unto him. Now God wanted to talk to him earlier. But God said to him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. So he's building wrong because he's not consulting God. It's all him. Now here's a remedy for this. I know Jesus said, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Here's a remedy in building in spiritual things. I want you to look in Galatians 20 and see I again. Galatians 2:20. I just want you to see that, then we'll go on further. I want you to see that. I want you to see how this man missed it. He missed it because he wasn't built properly on the foundation of the revelation of God and the revelation of Jesus Christ, and he missed it. He had what so-called blessing, but he wasn't built right. Now, here's, I am crucified with Christ. You underline your I again. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, in the flesh I live, by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You see the two differences? You see the how the eyes shift there? His eyes is built on the right premises, the other one built on the wrong premises. Can you see that?
Yes.
All right. Now, in building properly on Christ and building before the blessings start flowing, there must be an understanding. Turn to Psalm 127. You must have the proper blueprint. The proper blueprint to build. Let the Holy Ghost give you the proper blueprint, and things will never run your life. Uh-huh. So what happened if you're not properly built? I'm hearing this now. If you're not properly built, you're going to run after things.
Yes, sir.
If you're not properly built, if you catch up with anything, you're going to run you. You didn't get that. See, if you're not properly built, you're going to run after things. If you're not properly built on the things of God, if you happen to catch something, it's going to run you. And so Satan will make sure you catch something. Mm-hmm. Satan will offer you something. See, but being properly built is powerful. And this blueprint here in Psalm 127, except verse 1. Good God Almighty. Except what? The Lord build a house.
Yes, sir.
Except the Lord build a life.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
They labor in vain that build it. You see that?
Yes,
except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Every business that looks successful is a failure if the Lord ain't building it. It's not successful. You know, you can't compare a Christian who is anointed and following the plan of God with no businessman in the world.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Can't, you can't. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wake it, but in vain. Notice verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to set up late, to eat the bread of sorrow, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Other words, trying to do it yourself. You don't want that to happen to you. You know, the Lord says, blessed be the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, he had no sorrow with it. And the Lord have already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus. But if you don't know how that progressive salvation work out, back in Philippians 2, you're not going to be able to walk in it.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. So being in your life in and on Christ properly, you got to have the have proper blueprint. And that blueprint has to come from God. That's why that rich man tried to build, but he didn't have the right blueprint. See, it didn't come from God. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Didn't come. I don't care how much psychology you know. It doesn't make no difference how much science or academic you have studied. This is a different world here.
Yeah.
This is a spiritual world, and you have to humble yourself, become as a little child, submit and yield, and spend time with God, that God can minister to you, give you divine direction and divine protection as you're growing.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You see, I believe in my prayer time why the Lord called me to teach this on building proper is I see in the church's blessing program. And a lot of people serve God just for blessing, but they're not building his kingdom. Last 2 weeks, how many people you witnessed to? Last 2 weeks, how many people you try to bring to Christ? How many, 2 weeks can't go by that God don't send somebody across your path. But we'll program not to witness. We'll talk about what we have, but we don't want to talk about Jesus. And the blessing, if you're built right, you're going to be a witness. All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah, it's so easy to get people saved. People don't know what born again is. They don't even know what that means. They say, what born again? Say, yeah, I've been baptized. I say, yeah, but are you born again? I went in the water. So, you know what I said then? Bow your head. Because got a lot of people going to go to hell because they're not saved. And somebody who knows how to lead them to Christ should lead them to Christ. Are you got me? So you know already, you know you're not built right because you ain't witnessing. You're too busy. You're too busy. All right? Now get that in your mind that the blessing, require you to not just go in that house God didn't give you and shut the door and turn your television on. When you go to the store, anywhere you go, you should be ready at all times to be rejected or accepted. Doesn't matter. Just do your job.
Yes, sir.
Your prayer gonna be answered better. I text my staff. I said, y'all start witnessing, put it on this phone so we'll know. Because then I'm on two or three of us doing it, and my staff. So I told them, I said, let's get start doing it, and then your prayer gonna be answered easier.
Amen.
A lot of things start happening to you. All right? Now let's notice what the words say about proper building. In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus in the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapter of Matthew's laid out the whole Bible in 3 chapters. The most pertinent teaching there is called the Beatitude. It's called a Sermon on the Mount. And here he closed this most dynamic teaching in Matthew chapter 7. He closed this thing with a powerful teaching on building. Building. Now, I want you to, I ask the Holy Spirit to help us tonight to clarify to you really, truly, how your life is built. What way your life is built. Here Jesus said in verse 24, therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine, whoever hears these sayings of mine, hear them.
Yes, sir.
But it's not good enough because we're in James, James 1:22 now.
Yes, sir.
Don't want to just be a hearer of the word, to be a doer of the word. And hearing is not talking about verbs and adjectives. and run on sentences. He's talking about hearing his voice. He's my sheep, John 10:20, my sheep hear my voice.
Yes, sir.
And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. So when he talks about hearing his word, he's talking about let him speak to you, not in a Tuesday night Bible study only, but hear his voice speak to you directly.
Yes,
and see, we need the Holy Spirit for that. I sense the anointing coming now. We need the Holy Spirit for that. We don't need to go through the motion of verses and chapters if there is, we don't give the Holy Spirit no chance to make a difference in our life from coming here. Correcting something, directing something, protecting something. The Spirit of God is here. His word is here. But he's saying you got to build right. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them. Turn to James. Put your finger there. Turn to James. You need to see it. James chapter 1. Turn to James. You need to see this. Because if you look in the mirror and see your head napping, don't comb it. It ain't gonna do you no good. You shouldn't have looked in the doggone mirror. Just stay out the mirror. You saw that dress wasn't fitting right. Why you wore it? That suit too tight. Don't put it on. What you need a mirror for? All up in the mirror. You can't see. You sometimes you act to put that point, don't have a mirror at the house.
Yeah.
I'm telling the truth. Looking for James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. What did it say at the end?
Deceiving.
No, I want you to put that word on too.
Yeah.
Your own self. If any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man what? That's a mirror, isn't it? For he beholdeth himself and goes his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Now notice verse 25. Billing. I'm talking about billing.
Yes,
but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer,
yes,
but a doer of the work. Look what they say about this man or this woman. This man or this woman should be blessed in his deed.
Amen.
Talking about being a hearer and a doer. Now, you cannot come here for duty. You must have enough respect for this pulpit to recognize that a gift is talking to you.
Yes.
And to be able to receive an answer you need or a direction you need. That is not a man. Here's the Holy Spirit wants to tell you something, to show you something that you can grow and develop in the things of God.
Amen.
See. Grow. Yeah. Go back to Matthew. And I think in this generation and this speed age and this weak age, you're going to have to be grounded and rooted.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And you're not going to be able to let what the news say, what the politicians say, is not going to run me.
Yes,
you have to know that I'm grounded and rooted.
Yes,
and my God going to handle things for him. But you had to build on that. You can't build on statistics. You can't build on these times. You can't build on good and bad times. There's no good and bad time. There's really no good and bad time when you're solidly built, because you know God always going to bring you out. All right. And in your own, you may not be everybody here. It might be your own portion of family. Things come up. You need to be grounded and rooted in him and built properly and, be able to talk with him without asking for something all the time. And make God feel like a candy man or somebody like, just always, never just say, Lord, I love you and get on up. Lord, I love you. But can I talk with you, Lord? Now notice this, in this climactic moments in the greatest teaching that Jesus ever taught, he leave this lesson with us about building. Verse 24 again, therefore whosoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. You see that?
Yes.
And you know he's not talking about a little rock. He's not talking about a solid life, a life that has a trust in God. We ain't going out there and find a big rock and get on it. That ain't what he's talking about. He's talking about a foundation, you know, a rock solid. All right? And the rain descended. Oh, it's coming. And the floods came. And the winds blew and beat up on that house. What did he say it did? Why? What make it be on the rock? What?
Hearing and doing
God's word. That's exactly right. Hearing and doing God's word. Notice it didn't say reading it. Notice it didn't say memorizing it. It says hearing and what? Doing. So. The Bible wouldn't tell us to do it if it couldn't be done. And Jesus wouldn't be talking about a solid foundation if you couldn't have one. And he wouldn't be talking about that rain and that wind blowing. Because that's adversities that come or try to blow you away as a Christian, or try to make you panic, or try to make you think you're not going to make it. You need to be ready for that.
Amen.
You need to be able to say, I trust in the Lord with all my heart. I lean not to my own understanding. I acknowledge him in all my ways. He direct my path. See, we need that in life. None of us protected from adversity. See, when you come here, you're preparing. You're preparing. You're not looking for it, but you're preparing yourself. If the wind do blow, I'm going to be grounded. He said, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Now, the 26th verse said, we're talking about proper building. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a what? I didn't say it. The book said it. Which built his house upon the sand. Look at the two different now, rock, sand, on the sand. Y'all know the difference between rock and sand, right? On the sand. Sand can't help you at all. You ever been to the beach? Huh? Soon as you step on that sand go down. And the rain descended, see it's coming, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat on that house, and it stood. And it's saying, great was the fall of it. You see it? Now, so to build properly, spiritually, you can't just be reading the Bible. And you can't be rushing God. It's in the book of Psalm, they use the word Salah. And some writers pause in his presence. Because a lot of time, I know myself, when you're reading, all of a sudden a signal comes. That means don't try to get no more. Stay right here. Because he's about to open himself to you, about to say something to you, about to show you something, about to direct you into a direction, all right? All right, so make sure you're building properly. And then turn to Matthew 16, because the Spirit of God says, this type of building must be done by revelation. See, the nail in this type of building is revelation. Matthew 16. See, the nail is revelation. You when you get revelation, it holds things together. When the Holy Spirit reveals to you how to build in a certain time, place in your life. It's powerful, man. I mean, nothing can pull it apart. You know that. You know. And so, this type of hearing the word and doing the word, hearing the word and doing the word, I think revelation had to be between that. See, revelation is involved because you cannot hear the word without a revelation. I mean, you can hear me talking here, but the Holy Spirit has to make it real to you.
Yes.
That is not a regular conversation.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Yes.
We're not studying that nice piece of material that can make that dress. No, there's something deeper than that.
Yes.
And so you need to have your inner ears, your inner eyes, your inner understanding, partaking of what God is saying, because God is a spirit. And they that worship him, or they that function in him, must function in him in spirit and in truth.
Yes, sir.
See, we got so, how can I say it, Lord? We got so many substitutes for revelation, you know. Got so many substitutes because some of y'all understand paragraph real good. You know, I mean, you got the dynamic for understanding who's speaking and all that, you know. But deeper than that, that's the voice of God.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
And God do not use good English all the time. God talk like puzzling sometimes. He tell you to do something. I was driving here, and this right shoe thought, I mean, I hadn't worn this shoe to go out, thought hurting me. So I turn around and went back. I was on Highway Burnside Street coming this way, just had come off 30. And so I turn around, went back. I'm going back to my house because I had a little time to change shoe. He said, no, I just wanted you to go the other way. I don't know what was going to happen. He told me to take the back road.
Wow.
I'm prone to believe something was waiting on me on that road there. And he never told me that before. Because when I turn around, the foot stopped hurting. And then he brought me all around the back down that little dark road. But I did exactly what he told me to do. And I was thinking, time when I talked to him, I said, all right, Lord, something on that road that he don't want me. So y'all be sensitive.
Amen.
Don't worry about the shortcut.
Yes,
be sensitive to the Holy Ghost,
yes,
and it'll save you from things.
Yes.
I don't know what could have happened, but I came normal. That's my normal pattern. I've been coming down there all the time. He ain't never told me to go on that back road.
Wow.
But I know he's watching out for me.
Yes.
And I'm thankful.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Here in Matthew 16 now, verse 13. Now, I want you to see this. Building by revelation is so important. When you build by revelation, you have a certain type of faith that holds you no matter what you keep building. No matter what nobody else saying, no matter what nobody else doing. You got some people can't get no revelation. They be guessing. Oh, Lord. Now, listen, children, listen to me. You can't be guessing with your life. You ain't got about one life down here. You need to know what you're talking about. Yeah, it might be this way. No, it don't might be this way. You need to have a clarity. You marry that might man. He might make a good husband. Then calling me and my staff up all night long. I made a mistake. No, you need to have a revelation.
Yes.
What I say you need to have?
A revelation.
Where revelation come from?
God.
All right, give me another word. Where revelation come from? All right, give me another word. Where revelation come from? The word of God. The word of God is no good unless it's revealed to you.
Amen.
See, we're talking about building. We're talking about building. We're not talking about rehearsing. We're not talking about what voice you know. We're talking about building now. We're talking about being solid. We're talking about I know that I know. If everybody else says something different, I know I got this. Because I have a revelation from God. See? And every Christian, you see, we're talking about being building properly. We're talking about you can't build your life on blessing. Blessings are flaky if you don't know what you're doing. See? Notice this 13th verse. Look, notice these folks guessing. You can't be guessing about your life. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist." That's a lie. He ain't John the Baptist. Some Eli, ain't Eli. Another John, he's not Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said, "Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about, Nessa." But he said to them in the 15th verse, "But whom say ye that I am? But whom say ye that I am?" You need to, don't you believe you need to know who he is?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Not only in good time, but in time of trouble.
Yes.
You need to be built on a solid foundation,
yes,
knowing that he'll never leave me,
yes,
nor forsake me.
Yes.
Knowing that there's nothing impossible for him. That got to be a revelation to you. See, you can quote that scripture, but you got to know that there is really nothing impossible for him. What a powerful life. If you really have that revelation for yourself, not for your pastor, not for yourself, that nothing is impossible with him. I mean, you can feel a little scary. That's all right, but you got to know.
Yes, sir.
"Whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Watch what happened. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonas, flesh and blood
yes,
can't reveal this to you.
Yes.
Hath not revealed it to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon," here we talk about a rock again.
Yes.
"Upon this rock," see, revelation is a rock.
Yes.
"I will build my church," build my church, "and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, just don't just look at the whole church all the time. This is personal.
Yes.
Your life can be built on that rock, just like we saw in Matthew 7. And so the gates of hell won't be able to prevail against you. By revelation. You see how important building is? Building your life in and on Christ properly, not just for the blessing, not just for the benefit, but for the relationship. The relationship is more important than the blessing. And the relationship cannot manifest without revelation. It won't manifest by just reading. You're supposed to read. But the Holy Spirit is the only one that can make this relationship real. The Holy Spirit is the only one that can make this rock real. Make this foundation real. Listen, children. It's so easy to be blessed. Because it's blessing everywhere. But what I'm talking about is being stabilized in your blessing. That your, watch this. That your blessing will not lose its place in your life.
Amen.
It is not first.
Yes.
See? Everything must always be kept in place that God have blessed you with. Kept in his right place, benefits, blessing, whatever, must be kept in the right place because God must be first. How much can he trust you with? How close are you to him? How much time you spend? What's the last revelation he told you? See? See? You listening?
Yes, sir.
Watch what he do. See, flesh and blood, verse 17, not revealed it to thee, but my Father was in heaven. Now, verse 18, since you got this revelation, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates, stop the gates of hell. Now I'm going to give you some keys. Now, if you listen to me closer tonight, revelation keys can be given to you to unlock some things that you need and things that you desire because the Lord's speaking to you. See, that's why, see, I think you all who come Sunday and midweek are more mature than the rest of my members. I wish they're listening. Because that's true. You're more mature than they are. They are immature to a certain degree because they are impartial with God.
Come on, sir.
And I'm on 2 times a week.
Come on, sir.
You know, I mean, they'd be there all Sunday everywhere. But here it is, it's for other people. I ain't coming on Tuesday night. I just ain't coming. I'll watch you on broken, but I ain't coming. Put that coffee down. Drinking coffee while I'm preaching. Shut up. She said, you think he saw me? You think, put that coffee. But he give a key, give him keys. By giving thee the keys, verse 9, the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. My goodness. Building by revelation.
Yes.
Now, a lot of time when people don't know this, I'm going to skip one. I got another one, but I've seen my time. A lot of time, turn to Genesis chapter 11. I'll say it this way. I'm going to try to make a word up here. People think they're building, but they're babbling. They're babbling, the Tower of Babel. Yeah, they're now. The Lord give no specific direction how to build it up. And then the Lord didn't shut the door. The Lord, Noah didn't shut the door. The Lord shut the door himself. See, I know the Lord shut doors on a lot of enemies who was against me. They couldn't get to me. The Lord shut me up in the ark. He's done it for you too. You just don't know it. He's done it. Yeah, somebody tried to get you, but the Lord shut the door.
Yes.
And the more revelation you have, the more doors going to be shut. Yeah, you see, if you don't know how to build right, you'll start trying to operate in the blessings, and then God got to cut you off. Because you can't go to about a certain level without building properly. How many of y'all ready to go forward? All right, well, the Tower of Babel tells a story. They had all this stuff together, and they were building, and they said, you're going to build us up to the sky to meet God. And God went and confused their language because they had not consulted God. They had left him out, and that's dangerous. And so that's trying to build without God. That's trying to build without revelation. That's trying to, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Y'all still here?
Yes,
see, trying to build. The Tower of Babel is a good story to read. God confounded their language. And they couldn't build no more. Couldn't build no more. I'm not going to even read it. Couldn't build no more. But you get it, Genesis 11, 1 through 9. Trying to build without God. Yeah, now, you have to listen for instructions for building and then receive the blessing. Listen for instruction. Spend time. Get direction from God. He'll talk to you. He'll tell you. See? And he's going to have to reveal it to you because some of his instructions are not ABC. Uh-huh. And some of it you're not going to be able to share with nobody because you're just not going to be able to share it with them. You know, because they're going to think you're off your rocker. Yeah. All right. Now, let me read these off to you right quick, and I'm going to close in Matthew 5. All right, listen to these. The master key to all of the life of God after spiritual birth is building according to God's word. The master key to all of the life of God after spiritual birth is building according to God's word. The blueprint must be understood to keep building no matter what happened. The blueprint must be understood to keep building no matter what happened. Third thing is, you can't afford to be blind.
Yes, sir.
Awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead. Now this one, see, that's why I said revelation is substance. Because a normal person wouldn't say this. Blessings out of control. In other words, just getting blessed. Turn into a beast without God having his hand on you properly. Blessing turning into a beast. You know, you done got a good job, your wife got a good job, everything is working, everything is gone. Oh my goodness. And God don't have his hand on you. And you must know how to handle drifting temptation. If you don't be trained to build right, you can't handle the blessing. Then I got this. Maybe that is why many blessings are not coming as you see and say they should. Let me read that again. Maybe that is why many blessings are not coming as you see and say they should. You're not ready for it. That's what God is doing, getting you ready. This class here is for to take you to a higher level. See what I'm saying? To ground, you get grounded and rooted and stabilized, and don't matter who turned you down, you know I'm blessed. You walk away from them saying, I know I'm blessed. Maybe God must have closed this door because I know he got a door for me.
Yeah.
See, your confidence, you won't get discouraged as you build it right. See, other words, what we're talking about, turn to Matthew 5, let's close. Listen, what we're talking about, class, we're talking about building properly. We're saying building is more important than blessing. Now, that don't even sound right, but is the building properly that caused the blessing? And then you don't want to get blessed and disconnect. Because you got to know who the blesser is. And God always has more for you. The blessing he gives you is a test. Let me see how you're going to handle this. See. So I want to close with the words, balance blessing. boundless blessing. Matthew 5. Boundless blessing. In Matthew 5, 3, Jesus began this great teaching about the beatitude. I say having the right attitude. In verse 3, it said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You see that?
Yes.
Poor in spirit mean I need you all the time. Okay. You never arrive in this. You always stay humble and meek and yield to him. Now, he said, there is the kingdom of heaven, right?
Yes.
Now, watch this, because there's a partnership involved in this. And the Lord showed me, let's go to another verse, and then we'll come back and I'll show you. I'll show you. Go to verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. What it said? That's the same thing he said in verse 3, right?
Yes.
Look at verse 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, and 9. There's a vast difference between them. And if you're going to be, you've got to be all right. Blessed are they that mourn. For they shall. It's not theirs yet. For they shall be comforted. He said in verse 3 and 10 is theirs already. Building blessing, you're going to have to participate. That's all I want you to see. Look at verse 5. Blessed are the meek. If you're not meek, you ain't gonna get it. For they shall be filled. Y'all haven't seen this yet. I'm teaching right now. Y'all haven't seen this yet. Y'all haven't seen it. Y'all think, blessed are the merciful. For they shall obtain mercy. If they're not merciful, what I'm saying, you make it yours. You bless yourself by doing right. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. See, you bless yourself. God put it where you can get blessed because you obeyed him. I got a series I'm working on prayer. And I think I could emphasize something to you here, and I'm going to close. And you got them blessings to share, right? John 15 and 7 and Mark 11, 24. Because your participation, your revelation, participation, inspiration. Look at this verse. Look at this verse. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall have what you will, and you shall be done unto you. Look how many times you in there. Five times. If you, that's the first one, ye abide in me and my words abide in you, that's the second one, ye, third one, shall act what ye will, fourth one, and it shall be done unto you five times. Turn to Mark 11, 24. See, you got to be involved. Tell the person next to you got to be involved. God ain't going to do it for you by himself. He made it for a partnership. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever thing ye desire, that you again, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall five times again.
I receive it.
First John 5.
Hallelujah.
4 and 5. I believe you got five we's in them. See, we're talking about building. Building, God is not going to build your life by himself. You're going to have to be involved in this building. You're going to, blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness to be filled. You're not going to just get filled, baby. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You're not just going to have the earth, baby. So 1 John 5:14, 5:4, and 5. This is the confidence that we have in him. We ask anything according to his will, if we ask. As you go on, I think it's 5 we's in there. So you got 10 you's and 5 we's. Ooh wee. But we're talking about participation. We're talking about don't sit back and think it's just going to fall on you. No, prepare yourself. Man. You got 5 we's in there? Well, I had pretty well close to it. 1 John 5:4-5. See? We're going to do this together. See? You. See? John, had you ever noticed that in John 15:7? If you noticed it was 5 you's in there? Had you noticed that? All right, Mark 11:24, had you noticed that? So I want you to reread them now because you have a large part to play in and on how you coming out.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I can say it this way, with ease, the Lord waiting on you.
Yeah,
yeah, he waiting on you. All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So, the blindness will move, the bondage will move, the blockage will move, the brokenness will move. You're building properly to handle your blessing. Say it,
I'm building properly
to handle my blessing.
All right.
Need an envelope for your giving? Lift your hand, usher down the aisle. Hallelujah. I'm building properly. Praise God. Praise God. Building by revelation. Banner's blessing. Wow.